Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show. Believe it or not, I thought I had the mute button off. Well, I tell you, Friday, thank God, it is Friday. And what you got planned for the weekend? The weekend is here. You got tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And then, you know, starting all over again on Monday. But I want to know, what are you doing this week? Hit me up on Facebook. Dial in to go to my Facebook page and let me know what you're doing. Post right there on my wall. Let me know. Keep me informed of what you're doing. If you're having an event, please, I may not be able to get out to all of them, but I want to make it out to as many events as I can. So please, 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 please post it right there. I do have a Coach LaLisa page on Facebook as well, so you can always post it there so that other people who listen to the show, they can also follow what you're doing, keep up with what you're doing, so we can be more supportive of each other. You know, a little support can go a long, long, long way. So I'm excited. Today is Friday. We're going to be talking about, you know, different things throughout the rest of the year right here on our Coach LaLisa Blog Talk Radio Show. And some of these very same topics are going to also be the same topics that we're going to be able to bring to you on our television show that we're going to be starting up very, very soon. You know, we've done television a couple times, if you remember. So some of the slides were posted on YouTube. So here we are. We're going to go at it again. And, you know, sooner or later, you never know, things will just fall into place. So I am a firm believer of not giving up. And that is just one of my beliefs, you know. So I want to definitely let you know that that is coming down the pike. So good morning, and welcome those of you who are listening via the internet, or you might be listening via your phone or your cell phone, your smartphone. And you know, boy, phones are really smart today, I'm telling you. I've seen phones. You know, I should go to one of those phones, those phone expos, and see what is all the latest that these phones can do. I heard iPhone just recently came out with a new phone, and they probably have another one coming. And I tell you, it's just amazing. It's a great time to be in. Now, as we said yesterday, and good morning to my good friends from New Jersey. Good morning. I see you there on the phone lines. Good morning to those who I know there's a lot, believe it or not, there's a lot of people that I know you're listening to the Coach LaLisa Show. And so we would ask that you would support our radio show. You know, we bring a lot of people on air. We feature them in all kinds of ways. And, you know, we don't ask for any money. And I remember my first time on a radio program, the very first time I was on someone's show, I had to pay because, you know, radio shows, they, you know, cost, and so they're not free. And so the host of those shows are always look for, you know, sponsorship. So I don't do a lot of asking for people to sponsor, help sponsor the show. But I would definitely appreciate it if you would sponsor in some way. It could be as simple as a $5 donation, or I'll give you one better. You can purchase one of our books, and that will help well. That will help as well. So a lot of times we use, you know, cells from the book, Release Your Power, and we also have a Release Your Power workbook. So you can purchase a book, Release Your Power, for just $15, and just know that you will be supporting, helping to support this show and other workshops and trainings that we do. And oftentimes we're able to not, you know, charge to speak at various events, or, and that's one of the ways we can do it is through your, through our listeners' sponsorship. And so we do have travel to Cincinnati, Ohio. We have travel to Cleveland, Ohio. We're going to North Carolina and other places. And, you know, a lot of times the places that we go, you know, they don't have, you know, a lot, they're not large corporations where they have millions of dollars. And so they're small nonprofit organizations. So please, please, you can go to my website, LilisaJWilliams.com, and you can order books right there and other products. We do have some CDs that you can also, motivational empowerment CDs. And also, one of our popular CDs, You've Got the Power. And you can order that CD. You can, like I said, order the books. We have right now 5 books that you can purchase. And then we have 1 of the 5 will be out next month. That's the From Prostitute to Princess. So that book, we are taking pre-orders for that book. And so far, we know there are a couple of people who have already ordered the book. And again, I don't promote it as well, probably, or as much as I should, but we're going to start heavy promotion for that book next month and definitely leading into next year. So by April of next year, that book will definitely have reached the nations, From Prostitute to Princess. But you can go and purchase Release Your Power, God's Plan for My Success. You can also purchase as an e-book or a regular book. All of those books you can also purchase as e-books. The links are right there on the website. You can, or you can inbox me if you can't find what you need, and I can send you a link. And also you can purchase The Art of Making Money as a self-published author. The Art of Making Money as the self-published author. And that book will teach you how to put your book together. If you have a manuscript or if you want to write a book, it lays out the steps for you to do that. And you can also get the book. It's a prayer journal. You can also purchase that. And we have, actually we have 2. So we actually have about 6 books out there. And again, any of these books, when you support, when you purchase a book, you're supporting, helping to support the Coach Lilisa Show and also the training that we do. And one of those such trainings is something that I'm going to be talking about this morning, which is Dress for Success. Dress for Success. Now, you know, this is not a new term. It's been around for a very long time. And yes, there is a very, very large organization. They have that same name, Dress for Success. And they actually give out clothing for people who are in transition from work, or people who are unemployed or on welfare who need to go out and job hunt and may not have the clothing to go with it. But they also help you if you've gotten the job, if you just got the job. They will also give you a week's worth of clothing for your first week of work, realizing that when you first get a job, you may not have the money yet. So they are in business. They're all over the country. You can go to their website and look them up. I do work with a Dress for Success program in the Jersey City area. So I do send women there to get clothing, and men. I send men there. They have partnered with a hair salon, and so you can, and not only when you get the interview, when you're ready for the interview, you go back to them and they will give you a coupon to get your hair done. You know, no relaxers and things like that, but they'll give you a nice shampoo, wash and press or whatever at this hair salon. They'll give you a cut, and that's really nice as well. They'll give you shoes and a handbag, you know, for the men, neckties, socks, the whole nine yards. But this dressing for success, for me, it's really, really important for me, dress for success. And it goes way, way, way back, you know, to my mother. My mother, she used to do these types of workshops when on her job, just so that you give you a little history there. My mother worked for the Internal Revenue Service for years, and she was in management there, and she was one of those types of women that believed in the way a person dressed, that it said a lot about them. And as a matter of fact, as I was, you know, growing up, probably by the time I got, you know, 11, 12, and that age and teenager type, I would always hear my mother say that clothes makes the man. And, you know, she would say that over and over and over. So I heard that a lot growing up. You know, clothes makes the man. And so whenever we were going anywhere, you know, we always had to be neat and clean. So, you know, we had to, and she used to tell stories about when she and her brother were little. Maybe, you know, he was 5 and she was 7, you know, that age, because she's 2 years older than him. And she would always tell us stories about how her mother, who was also into that concept of clothes makes the man, and so how you dress says a lot about you. And then you hear people say things like, you know, first impressions are lasting. Well, my mother would tell stories about when they were kids and how my grandmother would dress them up, clean them up, and they would be going somewhere, you know, wherever, and then they would go outside, and that my mother would, you know, sit very neat, keep her clothes neat and clean, and her brother would just go out and become a sloppy mess. He would roll around in the dirt, you know, play in the mud, and just be covered with dirt from head to toe before they even left the house. And, you know, she got a kick out of telling that story and how, you know, my grandmother would have to bring him back in and start all over. And so that let me know that this is a very important thing for her, because she remembers these stories from when she was a little kid. So, you know, she was very much into dressing professionally. And like I said, she worked for the Internal Revenue Service. She was a part of a lot of training and, you know, training people on different things. And dressing was obviously one of them. So I got it, as they would say, as the old folks would say, I got it honestly. So by the time I came along, you know, dressing was important to me. How you dress, your outward appearance. And, you know, some people, unfortunately, just don't get it. They just don't get it. And they, for job interviewing, I'm talking about, going out for jobs or any type of important meeting. For instance, if you go to a car dealership and you're going to meet with a salesperson to talk about a $30,000 purchase or something, you know, that's an important to me. This is my opinion. That's an important meeting. And so you want to dress appropriate. Because, again, your clothes say a lot about you. And so maybe that's what the name of my topic will be when I talk about clothes. Your clothes say a lot about you. And here's the thing. You know, maybe that's what you want said. That's fine. So here I am on this journey with the whole dress for success thing. And so I grow up hearing my mother say this. And then I end up, as some of you know, so it's no secret, then I ended up in the prostitution lifestyle somewhere around 1985. And they had their dress code as well. And, you know, there were certain clothing that I was instructed, other prostitutes that had been doing it longer than I was. It was 1985. I was 25. So they instructed me on what to wear as you're out there walking the street. And, you know, we'd go shopping and only bought certain clothing. And so, and then, you know, growing up in the church, I was, you know, we wore clothes we wore to church, and then we had certain clothes that we wore to school. So I knew that there were all these categories of clothing, whereas some people, they just have, you know, one set of clothing, and they try to fit that one set in everywhere. So what they would wear to a club, they would wear to the job, they would wear to church, they would wear to, you know, wherever. And so again, you know, I'm not here to judge anyone. I'm here doing my job. My job as a life coach, as a success coach, as a minister, is to help those people who want to do something different. So I'm not here to put down anyone's outfit or whatever people are doing. But I'm on the other side trying to help people get to where they want to be in life. And these are things that I've seen in terms of dressing. These are things that I've seen since 1995 in terms of me having being in a position to screen, interview, and hire people. Since 1995, so for the past 16 years, as a store manager with Dressborn, as an associate director for the College Bound Tech program at Essex County College, as a job developer for Essex County College and now Jumpstart, and as a recruiter for Continental Airlines. And so these are all the jobs I've had since 1995. And all of those positions allowed me to be in a position where I had to recruit people for the job, screen people, interview them, and ultimately make the decision whether they should get hired or not. Okay, and I remember before I got that first position where I did that, I went for a lot of jobs, applied for a lot of jobs, been interviewed for a lot of jobs, hired for a lot of jobs, and fired too, and turned down for a lot of jobs. And I always wanted to know what it was like on the other side. And so what happened, God took me on a journey where I got to see what it was like, again, in those positions. Store manager for Dressborn. Many of you have heard of Dressborn. And as a store manager, part of my job was to hire people. Working for College Bound Tech, I had to hire teachers because it was a program where we taught the students in junior high and high school after school. So I had to hire teachers for that job. And as not only that, but as an associate director, my boss, who was the director, had to hire people for the department. And a lot of times we had to sit in on interviews. Then at Continental Airlines, as a recruiter, we were the recruiting staff for the entire East Coast. So from Canada all the way down to South America and as far as overseas, when we hired for the Newark Airport, all this ramp agents, ticket agents, and cargo agents, and we also interviewed other people, supervisors, administrators, and whenever a station from Canada all the way down to South America and overseas, whenever they wanted, they were in London, it didn't matter, and whenever they wanted to hire for their airport, they would contact us. And so I did a lot of flying during those 3 years working for Continental because my cities were cities in Atlanta, in Florida. So when they needed somebody, I had to go down there and help them hire. Sure, each station has a general manager who is ultimately also hiring and knows how to hire, knows what to look for in terms of dress. But they always, you know, they brought us in sometimes because sometimes they might have to screen through, you know, 25 or more applicants, and they needed help. And then that was our job as staffing reps to go help. So this was a big deal for me because I had never, you sure they were going to wear a uniform once they got hired with us, but you don't come to the interview in a uniform. And so because in the airline, you know, you have your FAA regulations, you have your customers paying a lot of money for their tickets, it was very important to us how people come to the interview. And remember, your clothes say a lot about you. And so it's very important, and I can't stress that enough. And we'll be talking, like I said, when our TV show hits, you're going to hear us talk about some of those things that your clothes say about you. But today I want to give out just some basic tried and true tips for dressing for success. So if you have that interview, and this is also for business owners, you know, business owners, you know, you too have to dress for success. When you go to a bank to sit down with them and talk about a loan, or if you go down to your SBA, that's your Small Business Administration, and you talk to them about a loan, if you go to other companies to try to collaborate with them or partner with them and talk about relationships and building, as you go to networking events to network with other business owners, this too is for those small business owners or the business owners. Typically in organizations, though the worker may dress more relaxed if they're allowed to, if the company doesn't have a formal dress code, but the CEO typically is dressed more formal. Why? Because your clothes say a lot about you. And one of the things that it says it speaks confidence. And when your employees see you as a confident person, they will begin to think other things about you, like you have high self-esteem or that you're competent. And that's important on the job. You want your employees, your staff, your non-supervisory people to see you as confident, and they believe that, you know, you're strong, you have vision for the organization. So that's important, business owners, as for you as well. So this, and you know, here's the funniest thing, I tell you, it's just so interesting to me how things can happen, and before you know it, you're smack dab in the middle of it. And you never know where you're going to be. So you can't say, well, you know, I don't have to dress like this because. Well, you never know who you're going to run into and what opportunity it might present. And you want to always put your best foot forward. Or should I say, your best pump forward. So you want to take advantage of this. I mean, again, if nothing else, if you're in a crowd of people and there's, you know, a selection that needs to happen, because that's what happens in an interview. And so if you're the only one who is dressed formally with the proper attire, then you will stand out. So there you go. That might be the reason that you get the job versus someone else, because you will stand out. And again, remember, your clothes say a lot about you. That's right. You're going to hear me saying that a lot. I really think that would be a cute tagline for our TV show. I'll start out by saying, your clothes say a lot about you. And then I'll close with that. And right about now, Pat, I can hear you laughing. So here are just some basic rules. And again, if you have children, help your children. You know, again, people will take you more serious when you're dressing different. I mean, look at how some people are dressing. I'm not going to say any particular thing because, again, I'm not here to offend anyone. I'm not here to put anyone's dress down. I am here to help people up. And so I'm only telling you what some basic general rules. So, okay, for ladies, number one, when you go for that job interview or you're going for that business meeting, number one, make sure your hair is conservative. That's how it should be. It should be neat and combed and not covering your face. You know, sometimes as women, you know, if we got the long hair or whatever, we like it dangling in our eyes and the big bangs and all of that. Okay, unless you're in entertainment, unless you're an actress or an actor and you're going for, you know, to audition, okay, I'm talking about for the people who are going in formal setting places for jobs like customer service job, administrative assistant, budget analyst, accountant, bookkeeper. These kinds of jobs, when you're going for these positions, retail, other types of jobs, this is what I'm talking about. So hair not covering the eyes should be neatly combed. If you're an African American woman and you are, you know, in a bad way, you need a touch up. Go get the touch up done before the job interview. Even if you have to do a home service type thing, purchase the product at your local hair store and get one of your girlfriends to put it in if you don't know how to do it. But make sure your hair is easy to work with. And here's another thing. What I found from all the years of interviewing and all the years of being interviewed, it's like I don't want to, when I'm being interviewed, I don't want to feel self-conscious about my hair or my earrings or my shoes or my stockings, okay? So it can also help you relax, which will make you it'll let you communicate easier, which will, again, says a lot about you. So I guess I'm going to have to add communications in there too. So be well-groomed, have your fingernails done, hair, you know, facial hair, et cetera. Don't chew gum, no gum. I know you want to get your breath together. Use mints, but don't chew. Please, of course, you're going to make sure that the person should be bathed, and definitely have fresh breath. No tattoos showing. You can have tattoos, but try to cover them up. No piercings. One pair of conservative earrings for the woman. No, the earring and the jewelry, we should not be able to hear it. Should not be able to hear it. For the men, if you have a pierced ear, please do not go in with your big diamond stud. Please, don't do that. The less formal, the more creative the work environment, the more creative your options for color and style. If the company is less formal, but the more formal, you should also dress accordingly. But the only way you can really know is to investigate ahead of time. There should be no tight or revealing clothing, no sleeveless, strapless, or spaghetti strap clothing. Again, that's a great wardrobe, but it's more for after five, for evenings, for parties, for going out. You know, be comfortable, but be stylish. You don't have to wear, you know, the 6-inch, you know, heels like I do. And these are just the basic bare-bone tips. You should have items handy like breath mints, a fingernail clipper, ladies, an extra pair of pantyhose, maybe some hairspray in case you have that little piece of hair that always sticks up. Just throw a little hairspray on it. Shoe polish, you know, just in case you walk through the mud or you have to come through a gravel parking lot and you get that dusty stuff on your shoes, you know, just going to, which is another reason it's important to get there a little early so you can, you know, wipe that off, get that off. So these are, you know, these are the tips for just basic general tips to help you with dressing for success. Now, when we go further in talking about this, I will get, you know, more specific for women. What kind of suits? Can you wear pantsuits? Should you wear a light blue suit to a job interview? Men wear orange or yellow or pink tie. So we'll talk about colors and what colors say about you as well. So, and I know Terry Benjamin was on here back on Tuesday, and he said that he was quoting from someone who said, in order to be an expert in something, you need at least 10,000 hours. And so I would definitely say I'm an expert in what to wear on a job as a recruiter, 40 hours a week, and did that for, you know, several years. And so I'm sure that I'm well over the 40 hours. Not only that, the entire time I worked at Essex County College as the associate director, I only wish I had a dollar for every time someone stopped me in the hallway and asked me to do, that I told me I should do Dress for Success workshops. So I know I'm in the right field. I know this is the right topic. because we have a lot of people who are unemployed who are going to be interviewing for jobs. We have a lot of small businesses that are going to be sitting down, going for those business meetings, and we want to make sure that the, you know, first impressions are lasting. And so we want to make sure their dressing is intact. And not only that, it's fun. This is fun for me to talk about a topic like this. So that's all we have time for today. We're only doing a half-hour show. Mostly this week we have a lot of things going on. For some of you, remember, we have our breakfast in the morning right there at the Applebee's at 721 Mars Avenue, or if, for some of you who know it as Route 22 by the Toys R Us. We have our first fundraiser, and again, it's only $10. Please come out and support our fundraiser. We are raising those funds. We're going to be doing all types of workshops and training for women coming out of abuse and coming out of incarceration, and women that are, you know, trying to turn their lives around, getting off welfare, and these are, and women that need to be, that want to be and need to be empowered, educated, and motivated, and they want to get some training. Some of the basic trainings that we offer are public speaking training, team building. We do personality assessments. I am a trained, certified True Colors trainer, which I absolutely love. True Colors is so much to it, and it's so much fun. There are other personality assessments out there, but True Colors is one where that I'm trained in, and I really like it. And by the way, for those of you who know True Colors, I want you to guess what color I am. If you know True Colors, guess my color and post it. For those of you who know, post my color. For those of you who are guessing, some of you know, so this doesn't apply to you. But for those of you who know True Colors, but you don't know my color, but you want to guess, you can guess my color on the Coach fan page. And for everyone who guesses my color, there will be a free gift for you. So post it on Coach, and I will be announcing what that free gift is sometime next week. But I'll keep this contest going for a little while. So, yes, if you think you know my color. But, yeah, we're certified in True Colors. It's a lot of fun, too. And I know you know Pat, so you can't say, and you can't post on your page and tell anybody. But we will be doing this assessment for people as well because, again, we want people prepared for where they want to go, where you want to go. So that's all we have time for today. Don't forget the fundraiser in the morning if you can make it. If not, if you would still like to donate, you can go to my website, lilisajwilliams.com, click on the link for Applebee's Flapjack Fundraiser, and there's a link there for $10 if you would like to donate. Otherwise, if you'd like to purchase a book, you can do that as well. And we have, like I said, other items that you can purchase. And for those individuals who are in business for themselves, I'm not just promoting my products for the sake of promoting them. I'm also using them as a teaching tool. I talked yesterday about financing your business, talked about getting loans, talked about, you know, a little bit about the grant opportunities out there. Well, here's the thing. Products are also help sales of any products that you have is also revenue for your business. So whether you sell T-shirts, coffee mugs, hair barrettes, it really doesn't matter. But you have some item that is of low cost that is going to bring you in a revenue, then you also, that is a great way to bring money into your business. So I know some people don't think of that, but you got to think. That's why I'm here, to help you think of it, okay? So as your small business, career, and life coach all rolled into one, I guess they just call it a success coach. I want to bring these topics to you. I'm not just a radio show host, though. Yes, it is a radio show. Yes, I'm hosting it. But it's more than just a radio show. And you can come and you can get the tips, the tools, the strategies that you need to take your business or your personal life to the next level or to where you want to go. Maybe you want to skip levels and, you know, go to the next dimension of your life. That's fine. You know, if we have, and like I said, if there's something that I can help you with, if there's something you need to know, please, you know, if I don't know, I'll try to connect you with someone who does know. And so, again, the training that these women are going to get will be the public speaking training. They will, I will teach them how to, if they want to start their own small business, we'll show them how to write a business plan. We'll show them how to do a marketing, how to find their market, how to target their market, how to present their products, how to promote them to the customer. And again, the promoting the products is to demonstrate to you how easy it is, okay? It's not that hard. It's not that hard, especially in terms of things like, you know, putting down your knowledge in a book. If you have knowledge of something, other people will want to know. If you put it in a book, that's a great way to bring revenue into your business. And you don't have to do it alone. You can enlist somebody to help you. Maybe you're not a writer. Get someone to help you write the book. There are ghostwriters out there. There are, some of you may have family members that are writers. They never wrote anything. Get them to help you. I mean, there's so many ways to skin this cat. It's not funny. So with that being said, I think that's all I have to share with you for today because we have to get running. You have a great, wonderful, awesome, powerful day. Don't forget, hit us up on Facebook. If you have a comment, make a comment right here on Blog Talk Radio. Tell me how you're enjoying the show. You must sign in, though, so you have to have an account. You don't have to do it right now, but when you get a chance, do it. It encourages other people to also tune in to the show because I mean, we're launching out. We're going forward, and we appreciate each and every one of you that have followed this show. We appreciate you. I thank God for you. Don't worry, God has something great. I'm praying for you. God has great and supernatural gifts and blessings for you. So you're not listening to this show in vain. Trust me, I'm telling you, it's more than just a radio show. Believe me, it is so much more, and you don't even know the half yet. Watch, you'll see things are about to, you know, happen that, you know, you're going to be very, very happy that you tuned in to this show on today. So, again, don't forget, come tomorrow morning, come out, support. We're only going to be there for a short time, from 8 to 10, so it's not a long time. It's in the morning, breakfast, you're going to get flapjacks, pancakes, sausage, and scrambled eggs, coffee, tea, or whatever. If you can't make it, if you have a friend that can make it, send your friend. It's just $10. You're going to get a great breakfast, and you're going to be out of there. Plus, you're going to get an opportunity to see how it's done and encourage you to do it. It's so simple. The easiest way to bring $2,100 into your organization, the Applebee's Flapjack Fundraiser. So come out, see what it's all about, check it out, see for yourself. I'm going to come back Monday and tell you all about it, but don't wait till Monday. Come see for yourself how we're going to get it done. And I'd love to see you, meet with you, talk with you, chat with you, and then as soon as that's over, I'm going to scurry down to Englewood, New Jersey, where I will be part of a women's conference and serving on a panel of other authors. Five of us authors are serving on a panel where I will be sharing my testimony there. And then from there, I'm going to scurry over to the radio and dial into Pastor Rebecca's radio show on Blog Talk Radio tomorrow, where she's going to be. I'll be on a panel of women talking about domestic violence. And then from there, believe it, I know you can't believe that's what my Saturday looks like, but it does. And then from there, I'm going to scurry over to my church where I will be in a play now. I know. Can you believe it? No, I can't either. But I'm going to be playing the part of a church lady. So if you can come by my church tomorrow, I will have to give you the time, and you can come by. And I told her to put me on toward the end. And there's a lot going on tomorrow, Saturday. And then after the play, I'm going to go home, relax, me and my husband, take it down, you know, and get ready to get up Sunday and do it all over again. But tonight, we will be at Clearview Baptist Church. I will be there supporting my pastor. He will be there preaching. So any of you who you have nothing to do tonight, Friday, 7 p.m., Clearview Baptist Church is in Newark, New Jersey. I believe that is on Chancellor. Yes, it's on Chancellor Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. So come on over, fellowship with us, and let's just have a great time together. So that's it. That's all. See you back here on Monday. Have a powerful weekend. And don't forget, phenomenal preparation breeds phenomenal success. If you want to be successful, you got to prepare today. This has been the Coach Lalisa right here on Blog Talk Radio. Good day, everybody.